heading into Easter weekend. Welcome to a Good Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd Mitchell from 550 KFIRE, KCJB, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100, The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 KTGO. It's Friday, a bit of a free-for-all here. You can let us know right out of the chute what's on your mind by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And we have a few normal or not survey questions for you in mind. We have a couple of guests. We're going to talk with Marshall Johnston, who heads up the Mule Deer Foundation. They have a big gathering next weekend in Dickinson we want to tell you about. So he'll be here to tell us a little bit about the Mule Deer Foundation annual dinner. And also Bob Weefald is going to be here, Judge Weefald, in to talk about the changes because of I guess some things weren't quite ready with the USS North Dakota. So that commissioning ceremony we've been telling you about, that big day, just add a couple more months of anticipation to a wonderful event. I'm taking this as good news, more time to really do it right. But anyway, we'll talk about that coming up on the program. Fred and Wing, can't wait to go, and that's how I love it, ladies and gentlemen. The phone's already ringing, so before we suggest anything in the way of a topic, Fred, you set the table for us. What's on your mind today?
Well, it's Good Friday. They crucified our Lord on this day. And, you know, I've just been thinking about what's been happening on the news with the thing in Nevada. And, you know, Harry Reid came on yesterday, and he just crucified those people out there. Mr. Bundy, and he called him a domestic terrorist. And he called all the people that were there defending his rights domestic terrorists. And so, you know, at least when Pontius Pilate crucified Jesus, he at least said, I can't find no fault with this man. But Harry Reid found all kind of fault in the world with this, with Mr. Bundy and with all the Americans that stood up to the Sanhedrin guard out there that wanted to arrest everybody and take them at gunpoint and had dogs and all that stuff that we were faced up against. These people didn't get violent, but they marched and they backed off. The Sanhedrin guard backed off. Harry Reid's Sanhedrin guard backed off. You know, there's quite a comparison to this because, you know, for 20 years, that man out there has tried to put cattle on his land like his grandfather did and his father did. And they've been systematically taking it away from him. He tried to pay his land grazing fees, tried to work within the government. But just like Jesus, they found laws that he was breaking. And they made new laws and new rules that he kept breaking. And so they brought him before the court. And now he's being crucified by Harry Reid in the public opinion polls. And I just think this whole thing just stinks. Rand Paul said it pretty good last night. Rand Paul from the Republican Party, Harry Reid from the Democratic Party. But Rand Paul said, you know, no matter if he would have tried to pay his grazing fees or not, no matter what he did, he was out of there. The turtle was more important, and having that land be in the federal government's hands was more important. He tried to pay his stuff to the county, and even if he would have paid it, he still would have been able to graze enough cattle to keep his ranch going. And the people who went with him and marched against the BLM soldiers, or what I call the Sanhedrin soldiers, he didn't have a chance no matter what he did.
Yeah, I wish that's where we could put our focus is, you know, on this Endangered Species Act and the insanity of that. I mean, how you, it just boggles the mind that you would go through the millions of dollars that they've gone through in this particular case over a turtle not having enough to eat. And evidently they were euthanizing some of the turtles, partly because there were too many turtles. So, that, you know, it's just crazy. But that smelt in California where they're, disrupting generations of farmers' livelihoods over, a glorified minnow, like a 2-inch little California smelt. To me, if we're going to call anything domestic terrorism, that would be it. But yeah. I got to say, I want to break up what you said, Fred, into two parts, and let's talk about this today.
Yes.
You know, I especially on Good Friday, but I think any time, suggesting somebody else has been crucified for something, I bristle at that. Because, yeah. This rancher's been through a lot, but he's not been crucified, right? So I hesitate to, especially on this Good Friday, draw an analogy to anybody, anywhere, in that regard. And Al Sharpton sort of did that yesterday. It was one of our normal or nuts questions. But I just think we're better off not going there. I know what you were saying, but the man's been through a lot. I don't think he should be called a domestic terrorist. I mean, I think a sitting United States senator, a majority leader, referring to someone in a dispute, and, you know, you could say, hey, he's done some things wrong, he's lost in court, whatever, but he's in a dispute. But a domestic terrorist? I mean, we're calling an American ranch family because they have a dispute with the federal government domestic terrorists? Does anybody defend that anywhere? I mean, I'd love to hear from you today, even if you disagree with Clive Bundy and what's been done out there. What you think of that? I would love for Heidi Heitkamp to take this moment to say, you know, don't call somebody that. You know, some other folks have to stand up against. Harry Reid is like this party boss in Nevada. You know, it's like thuggery politics. And, he's got a former, top aide at the head of the BLM. Vast majority of the land in Nevada is federal land. This is his turf. And so he's got to push back against the support that's come for the Bundy family against us, and he jumps the shark and goes to domestic terrorists. Should any American that's simply fighting for what they believe is right, going through a court system, be called a domestic terrorist? I don't think so.
But Scott, these people who went out there and Mr. Bundy, they have put their lives basically on the line. You think about what they did. I mean, they put their faces on TV. They drove there. Parked their families out and went out there and went out in the rangeland. Their whole lives can be taken away. They put that on the line for a principle. You know, Jesus did that. I mean, he had to change the way things were going in the government, and he put his life on the line. Now, Bundy's in their minds, and if it was my ranch, I would feel that I'm putting my whole life and my family's life on the line. And those people actually did that because their lives may never be the same if this bunch just keeps after them. And it's not over. Reid said it's not over, you know. So that's all I have to say. And I hope everybody blessed Easter and you too, Scott.
You as well, Fred. Appreciate the call. And I hear what you're saying. And maybe I'm being overly sensitive here because we all have crosses to bear, so to speak, right? We all have trials. It just is, and by the way, Al Sharpton did this of the current president of the United States. One of the things we're going to talk about today on the program. Now, interestingly, Fred has done it in comparing, Christ's suffering on the cross to that of what the Bundys are going through in the ranch in Nevada. Is that a fair comparison? I tend to just, wince a little bit when that happens, and maybe I've got it all wrong. Maybe I'm the one that's a little nuts here today. Don, do you want to referee this between Fred and I? Got a dog in this fight? Got a dog in this hunt?
You might be nuts every day, Scott. I mean, I don't know.
Well, there you go.
But
so that would be.
I tell you what, though, you mentioned the Al Sharpton piece. Oh, good Lord! Really?
You know what's funny about this is, in the spirit of Good Friday, I will say I agreed with a lot of what Al Sharpton had to say. And
yeah,
the parallels he was trying to draw
is not appropriate to use.
Yeah, and he started by saying we shouldn't lose the reason of the season. It's not about candy. It's not about anything else. But then the place that he went and comparing it to the president, I don't know. We'll play a clip of Sharpton here in a bit. You can decide if he's normal or nuts on this. But I agreed with much of what he said about the. The parallels there, but then to take that parallel to comparing them. I don't think
nobody should ever be.
I don't think the Bundys should be compared to what the Bible teaches us about what Christ suffered, and I don't think Barack Obama should be. I just think they're apples and oranges.
Nobody should.
A little
and
crazy.
This isn't a political thing. This isn't about, you know, here they go on the left again or whatever. I mean, nobody should be compared to that on either side of the aisle.
But what Fred is just saying, and that's why I want to throw this up to the listeners here a little bit, is, he laid it all on the line. He's laid it all on the line.
Yeah.
And so I guess in that sense he can be compared there, but not, let's not certainly say it's apples to apples suffering wise. By the way, speaking of candy on Easter, 2.26 billion were the candies. Bunnies, jelly beans, and marshmallow peeps just for Easter. That's what sold. Holy buckets. More coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Amanda Bothell here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.4477, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, a great resource to find out about the $30 billion in economic impact, the 60,000 jobs and the effort being done in every corner of the oil patch to bring us to economic security. And I might add, it's just not about the oil patch. I mean, you look about the opportunities in some of those 60,000 jobs and $30 billion in economic revenue are coming from every corner of North Dakota. And of course, the industry is right at the table, right front and center, trying to help with all the challenges as well and doing a great job of it. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about that. The North Dakota Petroleum Council are one of our sponsors today on the program. Dave South of Dickinson, listening on K-Fire, joins us next on a Normal Nuts Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Good morning.
When it comes to Al Sharpton, we got to remember that back in 1973, when he was in his boxing promotion business, he got busted for wanting to launder drug money through his boxing enterprise. And subsequently, he became a snitch for the FBI and the DEA. Now, Harry Reid calling people domestic terrorists. We've had recently a heroin problem in Dickinson and other surrounding communities. This heroin comes from Afghanistan opium, and it's pretty much a concluded deal that the CIA helps in getting that out of the country, just like it did back when Oliver North was involved in the Contra affair. The CIA hauled up cocaine and stuff. And I'm called a domestic terrorist for that. What do you call the CIA that's a drug-dealing consortium and has been since its inception?
Well, obviously, that's an opinion of yours. I don't think we can fairly call that a fact, David. How have you been called a domestic terrorist? I missed that part.
Oh, I'm a domestic terrorist because I'm a veteran. I believe in the Constitution. I believe that people do have rights.
Who would call you a domestic terrorist? I'm calling you a hero and for your service to this country.
The MIAC report that came out says, according to the FBI, anybody that's a veteran is a potential domestic terrorist. Anybody that believes in the Constitution is a domestic terrorist. Anybody that disagrees with the government or says anything bad about the government, criticizes it, is pretty much considered a domestic terrorist nowadays. And then for them to show up with MRATs, ATV, PCs, and snipers and machine guns and stuff to round up some cattle, I call that a police state.
Yeah, well, that could be terrorism coming back at. Two things I think that are the real story behind the story here. Beyond the court battle and the give and take and the particulars of the dispute between the BLM and the Bundys, to me, one is, as I said to the previous caller, this idea that that an Endangered Species Act can disrupt commerce, and you have, that's a states' rights thing. I don't think states should give up to the federal government the ability to say no. We're going to protect a minnow. We're going to protect a turtle. We're going to protect a salamander here. Therefore, your livelihood will be disrupted. That's just not an America that the founding fathers envisioned. And the second is to say, okay, there is a dispute here, and now we're going to bring in, armed agents. I mean, it's nothing short of a miracle that there wasn't more violence in that whole situation out there. No question about it. Dave, thanks for your service. Appreciate your call a bunch today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Harry Reid, normal or nuts to refer to the Bundys as domestic terrorists? No matter what you think of this situation, are they domestic terrorists? Can we find one person in our audience that agrees with that being a fair description for these ranchers in Nevada? And what does that say about a political leader in this country using that kind of terminology against them? It is nuts, and I can't believe that there is a universal absolute condemnation of this comment. To me, folks that don't say, whoa, wait a minute, and use this as an opportunity to, otherwise, Harry, we just keep saying that stuff. And this stuff just keeps going out there. To me, you can't be silent about this. All right, we asked whether Al Sharpton is normal or not, and the previous two callers have talked about it, so here is what he actually said. And let me begin by saying at the front of this, I think he's making some sense. It's about a minute or so, but then he makes a very strange comparison. Listen close. This is Al Sharpton at the beginning of an interview with Tom Joyner, and he clearly wanted to say this because he starts with it right away.
Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning. And let me say, as we are now approaching Easter and Good Friday and those that are celebrating Passover, we should not lose the meaning of this in material things and who's going to get a new Easter outfit or this or that. I think even for those that are not believers as I am in Easter and what it means, I think that the message is that no matter what the world may do to you unfairly, no matter how you're crucified, nailed to the cross at home or in your personal relationships or on the job, that you can rise if you don't lose yourself during the hard times and the challenges. The story of Jesus on the cross, no matter what they humiliated him with, no matter how they mocked him, he took it because he knew he could rise. And the story of Easter and my message for this Easter season is no matter what unearned suffering you go through, that if you know you can rise above it, don't become like the diseases that you fight. As I looked at President Obama at our convention last Friday, what all he took, he's been able to rise politically again. I'm not comparing him to Jesus, but I am saying that to every crucifixion, there is a resurrection for those that believe.
Let the church say.
So is that normal or is that nuts, folks? You decide what you think there. And as I say, I think there's going to be Good Fridays in life. You're going to have tough times, and there's also going to be Easter Sundays. And I think his overall message is a good one. But isn't it odd that he says don't lose the meaning in material things and then goes on right after saying don't become the disease you fight and sandwiches that in with the President of the United States as if somehow, I don't know, how has he suffered? How has this president suffered? God help me. I don't sense any persecution.
Well, I don't like
of this
the parallel. I just don't.
I don't think this president suffered for much of anything. I mean, I think there is a little bit of Al Sharpton and others that I would refer to as race baiters, right? Everybody's got to be a victim, and all he's a subject of racism. And I know the Attorney General recently came out and hinted that he and the president had been. The reason that all this criticism had been directed at them was racist. For one, I don't think Barack Obama said any more criticism directed at him than George Bush did in his time in office.
Look, exactly.
It comes with the turf. You put your name out there and you get to the top, you're going to have people that disagree with you. Al Sharpton, normal or nuts in what he said. Let us know. Dave and Minot, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, normal or nuts, Good Friday edition of the program today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Those are not turtles. Turtles can live in on land and in water. Tortoises are desert animals. So please don't call them turtles. They're tortoises. Thank you.
I guess I'm the nuts one here today. I don't know the difference between a turtle and a tortoise. They are the desert tortoise. I just always refer to tortoises, turtles, you know, turtles, total tortoises.
Say, we're probably not the only people that make that little faux pas.
Anyway, stand corrected. I will call them tortoises from this point forward.
Good boy, good boy.
Yes, exactly right. But I don't think the people that thought their livelihood were more important than tortoises are domestic terrorists. So
boy,
you tell me.
Help yourself to a Cadbury egg.
Cadbury egg. All right. Not a peep. 800.
Peep. You like peeps?
I don't, actually. You
I mean,
know what I like?
That's your poll question right there. Peeps or no peeps?
Exactly.
Talk about polarizing. You either love them or you hate them.
I'm not a peep person. I do like my favorite Easter treat, and I've got a couple packets of them stowed away for Easter Sunday, hidden from the kids. Caramel-filled chocolate bunnies, and, you know, the Milky Way ones. Oh man,
had them, but they're going to tear the house apart now looking for them.
Oh, cannot wait! Just you know, that'll be my Easter Sunday after a 40-day Lenten penance of not much in the way of sweets.
The idea is not to make up for the lack of it over the 40 days by over-the-top gorging 40 days worth in one day after the 40 days. Come on.
There'll be a little bit of a gorging on Sunday. Sorry. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. By the way, speaking of Easter, if you're traveling, remember to stop at PetroServe USA locations, fill up with 100% American-made fuels. That's right. The folks at PetroServe USA locations are the one connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota oil fields, the Bakken fields. And also when you're there, the 4-for-4 specials go all day, every day. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza. That is a 20-ounce soda pop and your choice of two cookies. What a deal. 4-for-4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's one of the reasons they sell more hot stuff pizza than anybody on the planet. Bismarck, Mandan, of Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon. Got you west to east there. And, of course, they're up in Benji down to Wahpeton as well. PetroServe USA. Back to the phones. David and Minot, tell us what's on your mind, David.
The clip that you guys did of Al Sharpton, and he talked about resurrection. And it made me think of this. I don't want to say that was nuts. I don't really want to say it's maybe closer to normal than not. But the resurrection, we remember that on Sunday. Today is the day that the real thing happened. That was the fact that Jesus, that Christ died. And he did that in reparation. At least this is my personal feeling for the wrong and the sin that I've committed. And it's the resurrection comes later. So I think there's a definite progression for people today, and that is, let's remember what Good Friday is and look forward to Sunday when he did rise.
Absolutely, and I agree. I think a lot of what Al Sharpton said was something that you know, folks that believe would agree with. And I also think there's a parallel what people going through tough times.
Well,
you know,
we're told to pick up our cross and follow him. And I don't think he ever said anything was going to be easy. so hang on to that cross and keep looking up.
and know there's hope, right? Don't lose yourself in hard times.
Yes,
and
sir. Yes.
Yeah, and but where to me he went off the rails was then to suggest that you know, while he said he wasn't comparing the president to Jesus, basically he did. You know, and said he's getting his Easter Sunday now after going through all this political upheaval. That I thought was a little over the top.
Well, just keep looking up.
There you go. Good advice, David. Thank you. That's what you call my not common sense right there. Rick in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. Are you there?
Hello, sir. I'm here loud and clear. How are you?
I'm doing good. I disagree with you on the rancher in Nevada. You know, you need to get your facts and facts right about this gentleman. You know, they're not telling him he can't feed his cows or his animals out on the desert. They're just saying he can have so many of them, that's it. That way they all have food. And first of all, he ain't paying the federal government, so you're slapping every rancher in the face by sticking up for this gentleman. And I'm sure he ain't paying Clark County either, you know. So it's federal land. Back in the Civil War, that land was won, and the federal government took over. In fact, his family was out there, if you go back in history, his family was out there, and they couldn't afford to live there. And the government gave him the land and set him up. And his relative back then, he didn't even know them, who they are. But anyways, you're not being fair, Scott.
Do you think, Rick, that he's a domestic terrorist, Rick?
He's no worse than Craig Cobb. He actually is worse. You think Craig Cobb was a domestic terrorist?
Well, the day he was running around with a gun, threatening his neighbors.
The streets of Leith with guns, obviously, for a while there he was.
He paid his taxes and everything. He was not behind on anything like that, but this guy didn't even pay his tax. So what are you telling the ranchers in America that do pay their taxes? And if you check it out, they're all against him, even in Nevada. This guy's not well-liked, and yet you guys give him the time of day. Well, you didn't give Craig Cobb the time of day, but yet he was straightforward with you with this guy.
Cobb's been on the show.
Yeah, I mean, Craig Cobb said
he's been on the show.
Yeah, but
paying your taxes determines whether you're a terrorist or not. So I hate having that dragged into the mess. But
I would also say this is far from a scientific poll, but the vast majority we've heard from the folks on this climate case do not think the enforcement or the treatment of Bundy has been fair. In other words, yes, there's a dispute. Yes, he has not paid what a court has ordered him to pay. And he explains that he's tried to pay it to the state, and they don't take it. But, you know, that's obviously gotten him in a dispute. He is, according to a court of law, in the wrong. No question about it. Here's what I've said all along. Is this a proper show of force to try and correct the situation? I think not. And now we have a sitting United States senator who suggests that he's a domestic terrorist. And sounds like you do too, Rick. So we found the one guy that I was searching for that would agree with that. But I think the vast majority of people would be the same place I am. This is no way for the federal government to act in trying to enforce a particular situation. I would love to see, and I would hope every rancher would love to see, a reexamination of how we operate in the United States of America, in that I can imagine every rancher, every farmer within the sound of my voice having their livelihood upended in the case of Bundy because of a tortoise, and any other endangered species, and I put that in quotes. But let's see if others agree with you, Rick.
Your Cadbury egg and your peep for that.
Yeah,
RG in the Valley City wants to weigh in here. Go ahead, RG.
What I want to say is some comments to make about the Clive and Bundy situation. I've read on and some letters that were written by other ranchers in the area that, although they, I don't know the situation as far as their grazing rights or if they're paying theirs or not, but they were 100% in support of him. And the reasons they gave why they support him and why they support him not paying is when they go in to pay their fees at the BLM, they have to sign agreements that they only put so many cows out there, that they relinquish certain rights, water rights, and there are all kinds of stipulations on there as well. That was one thing that was very reprehensible to the ranchers. And if they don't keep a certain number of cattle out there, he also loses water rights that were granted to him by the state of Nevada and his family 130 years ago. And that's, and if you know anything about the West and ranching, and water rights are everything. And that's where his one of his biggest problems came with was to pay the BLM those fees and then have to sign away all of his rights. And he really just wanted to pay, but they, you know, they put all their stipulations down as well.
It's a mess. It is a mess. And obviously, you could look at this lawfully from a standpoint of the dispute in court. He's made his case. Government's made his case, and he's lost. And say, okay, we'll give up. Well, this guy's obviously decided to fight on, right? He's taken all this garbage because he believes he's in the right. Well, I mean, this is America, so he can continue to do that. I don't think it warrants the show of force that the federal government did. I don't think it warrants being called a domestic terrorist at all. And I think, RG, fairly point out that there's ranchers that do support him, despite Rick suggesting all the ranchers are against him.
Well, there's so many other ways. I mean, legal means that they can go after him if they believe he does owe money. I mean, one of your callers earlier today said put it in escrow. Yes. They could put liens against his property. There's so many things they could do other than bring out 200 armed agents. Bring out something likened to a military infantry company with snipers. Only thing they didn't have is
good
support.
Yeah.
I mean,
RG, thanks for the call.
That's a little crazy, man.
All good points. Appreciate the call. And obviously two sides of this, Rick, and one side, RG, and the other. Who's right? Is he a domestic terrorist? As ranchers in our audience, you stand with him? You empathize with him? Or you think that he's given ranchers a bad name? James and Kenmare, what's your take on this?
Well, I see it that Senator Reid is after that property because he wants to put a solar farm there that his son is going to own.
Yeah, that's. We asked some reporters about that we had on. We had some fellow on from the Blaze last week, I guess it was, earlier this week, I forget which, talking about that. And he said that, while Harry Reid's son did represent a company, Chinese-owned, that wanted some land for solar, that wasn't necessarily connected to this particular case. That was a story that sort of had gotten out of hand a little bit. But some had suggested that was the case. I don't believe the facts all line up exactly there, but...
Okay. They're going at it the wrong way. I mean, the federal government, the way that they're handling this is just iron-fisted. It's not the American way.
Amen.
And I know he's wrong.
Exactly.
I know that he's overstepped his bounds a little bit, but let him at least correct his mistakes.
Is he a domestic terrorist? Bob and Grafton wants to weigh in on that.
Oh, Bob? Man, I tell you, Scott, I tell you, good morning, guys. Happy Easter. But, you know, I tell you, let's look at the facts. The facts are these are undisputable facts. What is the definition of terrorism? Someone who instills terror on someone. An act of terror. So
yeah.
Who was the terrorist out there? Those folks were just hanging out there with, I might add, other law enforcement agencies from other states around the country out there. They're just standing there. And the people that were there instilling terror and killing the cattle was the federal government.
Bob, appreciate the call up against the break. Mule Deer Foundation in our focus next. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you wanna gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the states, PetroServe USA is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels, we take pride in everything we do to keep you on the move, helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's a great website, great resource. Now this industry is stepping up to meet the challenges in the oil country of North Dakota. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about the 60,000 some odd jobs, employees, the available jobs in the oil patch, the $30 billion in impact, leading to energy security, and much, much more. Okay. We're going to switch gears for just a moment here to tell you about a neat event happening next weekend for the Mule Deer Foundation. And then we'll get back to your phone calls on these topics and a lot of email comments, Facebook comments, and calls on all kinds of topics today. And that's what we love about Friday, just kind of a free-for-all to tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. But first, let's find out about what the Mule Deer Foundation has planned for next weekend in Dickinson. Marshall Johnston is the head of that organization, joins us now. Marshall, how are you?
I'm doing great.
What is the Mule Deer Foundation? Tell us what you folks do all year long.
Well, we host a lot of banquets and raffles now. What we're trying to do is raise funds to put money back on the ground. Basically, our mission is the conservation of mule deer and their habitat. And currently we've got about 5 chapters right now in North Dakota. And we're having an outstanding year. They're doing really good.
And you have a big event planned for next weekend, the 26th in Dickens. So tell us about the dinner.
Actually, it's up in Williston. And
okay,
it's on Saturday the 26th. It's at the Williston Grand Hotel. Our banquets, we feature a live auction, silent auction. We have raffles and games and stuff. One of the things that people like about our banquets is we usually have quality over quantity. So that's 2 things. 1, you get great items. 2, we're not holding you there till 11:30 at night. We're usually done by about 9:30, quarter to 10 at the latest. We have one of the best general raffles around where we have probably 10 to 12 items on there, but everything's worth the value of over $150+ all the way up to $400 or $500. We have a couple guns on it, and then we also have like a bonus gun, which might be a Kimber or something like that. But we have a lot of fun, put a lot of money back on the ground.
Sounds great. My bad. Williston, the 26th, and that sounds like a must-attend kind of event. Now, just give me a little lay of the land on the mule deer population. How are we looking?
Well, we are well below management level. This last year here, we did see an uptick in the doe-to-fawn ratio. I think they said they had about a 15% increase in population. But, again, we're still well below the management level that we want. Suffered some tremendous winters. Then you combine that with predation and loss of habitat, and it's just a perfect storm. And what we're trying to do is we're working this year, next year, we're really focusing on working with private landowners out there in the impacted areas and putting habitat projects on their land if they are part of the PLOTS program. So it turns out to be a win-win-win situation. It's a win for the landowner because we're doing stuff that's going to improve their grazing out there as well as for wildlife. For Mule Deer Foundation, just like I said, it's great for the mule deer and other wildlife. For the hunters in North Dakota, they know they're going to get a few more years on that PLOTS agreement with that landowner.
What is the single biggest thing you think with events like your event in Williston next weekend to raise the funds that, you're most effective in increasing the mule deer population? What's your best tool?
Our best tool is habitat. We can't control the weather, but with habitat, we can provide the opportunity for the mule deer to become more sustainable. Right now, when you're losing habitat, the deer tend to congregate together, possibly in less desirable habitat. It also provides easy pickings for the coyotes and stuff to get the fawns. So what we want to do is we want to try to improve habitat extended, and that way that'll disperse the deer a little bit better for the predation reasons and then also provide much better forage for them.
How many members do you have?
We are nationally right around 44,000, I think it is. And we have about 145 chapters nationally. We're predominantly in the western part of the United States. And the region that I cover, I'm the regional director for Mule Deer Foundation. I cover Montana and North Dakota. We have about 8 of us out there.
Sounds great. It's a great cause and looks like a great time plan for it. Next Saturday, 1 week from Saturday, 5:30 to, would you say, about 9:30 at the Grand Williston Hotel in Williston. How do folks get tickets, Marshall?
Well, the easiest way is just to go to our website at muledeer.org. And you can click on Banquet and Events and take you right there. You can take care of everything. The other option is you can give me a holler. My number is 406-850-8785.
And still some sponsorship opportunities and the different table things folks can buy and a lot of different.
Heck yeah. Yeah. We have sponsorship opportunities, everything from conservation partnerships to donating cash to help pay for some of the guns and stuff. Because the more net we have, the more we can put on the ground. We also have table packages available. We have one table package where there are 8 guns given away. We have everybody at that table gets a gun. We have other table packages, and all the table packages have at least 1 gun given to that table.
All right, you can find all that information at muledeer.org, and then just go to the events and click on North Dakota. You'll find out all the details. You can buy tickets right there again, or if you want to give Marshall a call, 406-850-8785. 406-850-8785. It's a part of our DNA in North Dakota. Love the outdoors, and certainly deer hunting season a great deal. Glad you're doing what you're doing. Marshall, thanks for the update today, and have a great banquet in Williston next weekend.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Scott.
MuleDeer.org. Click on North Dakota or give Marshall a call, 406-850-8785. Back to your calls on a Friday, normal or nuts edition of What's on Your Mind. Wayne and Stanley, Diane and Bismarck when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving the rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.